Wachoma.
Where?
Wachoma.
Wachoma. What's your name?
Glendon Zimmerman.
Glendon Zimmerman.
Glendon.
Yeah.
And
Emma.
Glendon and Emma. This is James and Debbie.
Hi.
That is Kevin.
Okay.
Where are we from? We're originally from Central Wisconsin, but now we travel all over America and we street preach. Okay. And we go out in the streets. You guys are Mennonites?
Yeah.
I got something just for you.
Somebody else.
We got a track just for you. We normally have a track that we hand out to the world and then to like other religious groups. We have a track that we hand out. We repented and came out of the world. We weren't Anabaptist or anything like that. My wife was a lifelong Lutheran. I was different Bible churches and all this type of stuff. And when we first were born again, we began to seek truth all over in the Word of God. We did look at the Anabaptists for a short time. The Mennonites, we're from Central Wisconsin. There's lots of them there. And around Ontario, Reedsburg area, well, Ontario, all that. Anyway, what we found was when we test the Word of God is that the Anabaptists still keep a lot of false ways, just like the denominations do. Well, for one, we'll start with, they name themselves after a man, Menno. Now, I bought the complete writings of Menno for like $1.99 online, and I've been reading on Menno so that I could, it would help me better witness to the Anabaptists. Did you know Menno would come back and rebuke the elders that have named themselves after him? Who does Paul say we're supposed to lift up?
Jesus Christ.
But we don't call ourselves, the Mennonites don't call themselves Christians alone. They say we're Mennonites. So we're, imagine if I said, we're with a group, and you said, what's your group's name? And I said, we're Jamesites. And you go, his name's James. It sounds like a cult. They're following a man. Mennonite. So that's the one problem. And then the gospel that the Mennonites preach. What's very concerning about the Mennonites...
Yeah, stick to the gospel.
Yeah.
I mean, don't pick on like a thing like...
pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter?
Yeah. Forget
that would be something you guys do too?
Yeah. No.
You don't do Christmas
mean, like
and Easter?
Christmas? Like, wait,
you
Christmas
honor it, you recognize it. It's a handed down...
that we think of as...
Did God ordain it or did man?
Man.
There you go. So we're
not
supposed to do.
Jesus' birthday.
So we're not supposed to do what God didn't ordain. Who can make days holy? You and me or God?
We actually, a day that's holy is a day that you observe to be.
But who makes days holy? You can make days holy?
It's a,
God alone makes days holy.
The Bible says that as you view a day to be holy, it's holy.
Yeah.
Doesn't it say that?
No, because
doesn't
that's, no. That? No, because in the context, Paul was talking about Saturday was the Sabbath that God made holy. He was talking about the Jews were still keeping Saturday Sabbath then. So he was telling the Gentiles, don't look down on the Jews because they're keeping that day holy because God made it holy. You and
he
I can't...
there's no new moon or Sabbath or festival.
Exactly. He was separating the difference between the Gentiles and the Jews. But here, let me go back. Those holidays... nowhere in the Bible did they keep them after Jesus was born and he was a toddler and the wise men came to him. Paul never kept it. Peter never kept it. These are added on Roman Catholic holidays.
But does that mean that, let's say, someone who...
it's a lie.
That doesn't...
You practice it December 25th, it's a lie. God didn't ordain it.
Listen to what I'm saying.
God didn't ordain it.
As you view a day...
you can't make days holy, sir.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Here's the thing. Scripture says, Paul says, 2 Thess 2:15, keep the commandments and traditions I've handed down. You're not doing that with Christmas and Easter. Easter means Eshtar. You probably call it Resurrection Sunday. Here's one for you. Ready? It's a lie. In Revelation 22, it says, whoever practices and loves a lie will be put outside of the kingdom. Revelation 22, 14, 15. Ready? Good Friday that you practice to Sunday morning resurrection. You look like a smart guy. How many days and nights did Jesus say he'd be in the grave?
3 days.
3 days. How many nights?
3 nights.
Can you get 3 days and three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning? It's a lie. It's a Roman Catholic handed down lie. Jesus died Wednesday before the high Sabbath Thursday. This is beautiful. You know when he rose again? Count it.
Well, Sunday morning.
No. He rose Saturday. You know why?
Saturday night.
Yep, Saturday night. You know why?
Early Sunday
morning. No. Nope, he rose on Saturday because he died on Wednesday before the sun went down, before the high Sabbath. He was in the grave 3 days, three nights. He rose on Saturday because Hebrews 4
what
says...
what day do you observe to be
wait,
though?
Every day. There is no Lord's Day now. Sunday, it's the next thing. Sunday is the Lord's Day. The Bible never teaches that. They gathered three times on the first day of the week. Two times they were in disarray because they didn't know what happened. Never is it ordained the Lord's Day. That's another Roman Catholic lie. So Sunday's not the Lord's Day. He rose on Saturday. Hebrews 4 says he is our Sabbath rest. So So the pagan holidays are wrong. Let's go back to the gospel. So the gospel that the most of the Anabaptists proclaim, okay, they really, and I can't say every single group, but I've been traveling doing this for years, 99.9% I've seen. They focus on Sermon on the Mount. They focus on morality. They have a few key doctrines they key on, non-resistance, divorce and remarriage. And when we preach Christ crucified, they'll say, oh, we believe in that, but they don't preach it. They don't go out and proclaim it. A lot of them live in cloistered little groups and cloistered communities. Menno and his men went out and risked their lives. Menno went to the Lutherans.
Menno.
Yeah, I mean, I'm far more than I appreciate the Mennonites today, because he was a godly man. Today they're compromised.
Yeah.
But he went out and risked his life. Many of them were killed telling Catholics and Lutherans, you got to repent. You got to come out of that. You got to be baptized. I don't know any Mennonites that have the nerve, I should say, the boldness to tell Catholics and Lutherans, you got to repent and be baptized as an adult. You're going to go to hell. We do business with them. We make money. We get along with everybody. I show up and call them out, and they go, you seem divisive. And I go, the scriptures tell me to be divisive. Jesus said I did not come to bring peace and a big kumbaya with the Lutherans and the Catholics and the Anabaptists that are false. He said, I come to bring a sword to divide. So the gospel that I preach, which I believe is biblical, that the Mennonites don't preach, is by Christ's death, burial, and resurrection.
Don't
His shed blood.
In with all Mennonites.
Well, you're
you
a Mennonite.
Do that.
Okay, what's your church? What's the name of your church?
No.
So what's the name of your church? Tell me. Why
you
won't you
tell me what your group is? So.
We're Home Fellowship Christians. We don't have a name. We're Christians.
So you,
have a body.
Okay.
Why won't you tell me the name of your body?
I can be kind. I can be nice about
But I don't understand. Why would you deny your body if they're biblical?
I'm not denying my body.
Well, what's the name of it?
The church is a gathering. We get together for fellowship.
Right.
The
only
church is not something you come into, and because you come into it, you're suddenly a Christian.
It's a gathering of true saints.
It's simply our...
That are born from above.
Yeah.
That's how you enter. Most Mennonites don't even teach... You didn't let me finish the gospel. Most Mennonites don't even teach to be born again. I was going to finish the gospel.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Really? You don't want to talk about the gospel, and you don't want to name your church body. You're so...
This is a conversation.
Yeah, but you wanted me to preach the gospel, and you stopped me halfway through the gospel.
Okay, finish.
Do you really want to hear it? Because I don't want to cast my pearls.
So, I believe the gospel.
But you didn't hear... You didn't hear what I said the gospel is to test it to the Word of God.
Do you believe that if I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and I claim His word, and we try our best to do what's right, and we're availing God. Do you believe I'm a Christian?
You're talking so
low.
Do you
believe I'm a Christian?
I can't answer that, because the Bible says those who know Him in Acts 5, He gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey Him. By naming yourself after a man, by keeping pagan holidays, by dressing like the world like you do, you're not obeying God. You have your wife dress in a garment, which adornment and stuff isn't biblical. But the Mennonite men, they don't even dress. Did you know God put us in tunics and it never changed? That's just another thing. In Genesis 3, He killed animals, put it on, and all the prophets, all the priests, Jesus, all the disciples, all of them wore that. Your wife's got to cover her body. You don't have to. That's
our
a Mennonite.
Covered.
Can she wear pants?
No, I mean...
Why not?
That's where our practice is.
Yeah, but what does God's Word say? God's Word tells you how to dress. So I wouldn't say you're a Christian if you're not obeying God. I would say you're probably born... Were you born a Mennonite? Born in that church?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. I'm talking to you. You know, no offense, but I'm talking to you. So you were born into it, and you've never tested yourself to see the pagan holidays, to see the false gospel. By Christ's blood, we come, fully man, fully God. Repent. That means come out of the culture, come out of our flesh, come out of the world, come out of false churchianity. When you test the Word of God, it says the Spirit will teach you all truth in John 14. You'll see Christmas, not God ordained. Pagan holidays, Easter, Good Friday, not God ordained.
I don't believe it is.
Living by the culture, well, then we shouldn't do them. You'll be born from above. When you're born from above by the Spirit of God, I believe in water baptism, but most Anabaptists tell me, well, you enter the church by being baptized into the church and then you obey the elders. That's not how you enter the kingdom of God. Most of those elders are teaching false ways, as my website.
But are elders okay to have in a church?
Of course, elders. Okay. Biblical elders. But I've never met biblical Anabaptist elders, because they're all keeping false gospels, pagan holidays. They don't cover this properly.
So
they're ecumenical. They don't fit God's word. And here's what I have. Here's what I'd offer you. If you take that card, my website, go to the teaching blog, look up Anabaptist Exposed. I got articles this long that prove in God's word, line for line, divorce and remarriage. I'm working on non-resistance articles. I just decided to do that. The pagan holidays. Not coming out of the world, not dressing biblical. They're ecumenical. More and more of them are ecumenical. Looking at Roman Catholics and evangelicals and going, well, we differ, but they're our brothers and sisters. No, that's not what the Word of God says. So there's much more than what you said to being a Christian than just believing in Jesus, putting on a head covering, and belonging to a man-made body. There's much more than that. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. You're not keeping the commandments of God.
Gospel good news.
We love you, folks. Let us know how we can help you. You're not keeping the commandments of God if you're not loving God, if you're not keeping the commandments. And what you're keeping is Anabaptist ways. And that's my challenge to you.
No,
if you test yourself.
And we have a group that we meet together. We love them.
You won't even name your body. Name them so I can test them.
And
if you won't name your body, that means you're not even sure they're biblical because you're hiding them. Jesus said in John 3, this is the truth, that the light has come and men love their sin and darkness and they hide in it. You're hiding in the darkness. You won't go tell your bishop, your elders, you're so happy about your body you wouldn't even name it to a couple of people on the street when we're talking about God's truth. I wonder how good he'll feel about that.
I'll tell him.
That's shameful. That's like not even lifting up Jesus.
I think your spirit is very proud.
Proud?
Yes.
Do you know what Menno said? Menno said, give me safe passage. I'll go anywhere and I'll dispute and I will debate with any of the men that you put before me.
Yeah.
And you're named Mennonite. That's a hypocrite, sir, to say that to me. Menno was a bold man that made divisive lines, and he would come and rebuke you and your elders for naming yourself after him, for compromising. I don't care if I'm losing you. If the truth of God cuts you and you're lost,
you're not.
Then you belong in the Mennonites.
I don't feel love.
Love is telling you the truth.
You got to take your time.
Love is telling you the truth. Take your time. You were ready to walk away before I even finished the gospel. Don't tell me about taking time, sir. We do love you. Are you out? Let me ask you a question. Are you out preaching the gospel to people? Or are you here entertaining yourself?
Right
in the world.
We're on our honeymoon.
You're in the world entertaining yourself. This is the broad road to destruction. The Dells is flesh. And you're here taking your new bride down this. Rather than going out, studying the scriptures, getting out in God's creation, saying, honey, what's our ministry going to be? Let's be holy. Let's be set apart. No, let's go walk in amongst the world. And let's go entertain ourselves in the world. You see the refining you need. I love you. I'm telling you truth. And here's the thing. I'm not a prophet of God. I'm not. But guess what I do? I do a prophet's role. And you know what a prophet did? They showed up in the world. They showed up at religious bodies that went into sin. They used the word of God. It was sharp. It was cutting. They loved the prophet so much. And they were so kind and nice and loving. What'd they do with all the prophets? They killed them all. I want you to never forget this meeting, and I want your wife never to forget it, so you can go, all right, honey, maybe we wouldn't like hanging out with him. He's not maybe our kind of guy. But test what he said to the Word of God. And when you do that, you will find it's true. You have a false gospel in most of the Anabaptist places. You won't even name your church, so I can't test it. You have pagan holidays. You're worldly. You're here entertaining yourself in the ways of the world. Your house isn't in order biblically. And I'm just lovingly telling you that truth. And if you look up those articles, I painstakingly, you are going to offer it.
Yeah.
Oak Ridge Mennonite Church, Wautoma. We're going to look them up. I appreciate you doing that.
And then it's, that one doesn't have it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Love you.
I want to keep it conversational. It just seems so.
You know what? Can I share something with you? When you're done looking, I want you to focus on something when I say this. Is that one for
Jesus,
me?
It just talks about new birth.
Okay.
Deny himself.
Yep, yep.
We believe that personal, vigorous self-denial is the only way to find acceptance in God.
Yeah.
You must crucify all forms of selfishness, pride, and lust.
Right.
Whoever of you will...
Let's add worldliness to there, like pagan holidays and worldliness, entertaining ourselves in the culture.
Whosoever of you he be that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple.
Amen. Forsake your Mennonite life to follow Christ.
And that's just our church.
Yeah,
who we meet together.
Can I have that?
Yeah, I didn't choose the name of my church.
But you...
It's just who we meet together.
But it's still wrong. It's just wrong for the elders to do it. And you, when the elders do something wrong and you unite to
we're
it, you're wrong.
We're just a group of people together.
But you have to be holy and obedient to claim Christ.
We do our best.
But you got to do better than that. Jesus said, be perfect.
We try
He said, be perfect. So you're happy being named after a man? See, here's the thing. Here's a.
We're named after
we're Christians.
Yeah, you're called Mennonites. Let's see, yeah. Oak Ridge Mennonite Church. It doesn't say Oak Ridge Followers of Jesus Christ. So, here's
it's
the thing.
It's just a name, so
I understand.
They can
I understand. I want to read it.
You wanted to know who the name of my church is.
Right.
Can
I appreciate
I have a
that.
Category?
Yeah, yeah. Category. They said in Antioch they were first called Christians. Christ is who we follow. Let's name ourselves after Christ. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, "Should I be of Apollos, of Peter, of Cephas?" Did they die for you? No. Christ died for you. But what I wanted to tell you was you said, you got to get to know people. You know why I am the way I am? I want to tell you why I am the way I am. I got you for a short time. I'm never probably going to see you again. I wish I would. I wish you and I would become brothers. We'll Bible study with you. I'll listen to you and your elders if you call me and go, we found false doctrine. Okay, my brother and I are going to sit and listen. Or we'll come meet you. We're not far from Wautoma. We'll sit down. You're men, and I'll shut up. Your men can talk for 2 hours. My wife, my brother, and I will be taking notes. Yeah, okay. Oh, you can talk. Then when you're done, we get to talk, and we got a bunch of questions. But here's the point. The reason I preach the way I do, the Mennonites have had you your whole life. How old are you?
And just before we go further with that thought, just remember, would it be okay if there was a church, loved the Lord, wanted to do what was right, and had me their whole life? Would that be okay if they had...
If they're biblical and God-honoring, okay. The Mennonites
saying,
aren't.
Yeah,
yeah
so
they
you,
aren't.
You would, okay,
how old are you?
So you would believe that would be okay.
Of course it's okay. We believe in the body of Christ, okay. Not a man-made religious system. You don't even need a building because they never had them in the New Testament.
I think sometimes it's more...
I just described all the things.
The repulsiveness against the Mennonite church is partly...
Hypocrisy.
They didn't listen.
You're the Pharisees of today. You walk around like this thinking you're better than the culture when you're not. The reason I do what I do, they've had you for 25, 30 years. I'm just going to guess. They've had you for that long. Look at the state of your life. You're still with them. I come and I want to bring a sword in the Word of God, and I want you to be cut by the Word of God. I want you to be uncomfortable in front of me, and I want you to walk away and go, I don't like that guy very much. And then go to the Word of God and go, I can't find what he said is wrong. And if you can, you better come back and correct me. And if I am saying what the Word of God says, I don't have any truth, just the Word of God, you better repent or you're going to lose your soul. And Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5 lost their lives because of one lie. Jesus said in Mark 7, "Howbeit in vain you worship me, keeping the commandments of men." Howbeit in vain you worship me. Keeping the commandments of men as the doctrines of so-called doctrines of God.
Can we agree together how to follow God?
Can we agree? I'll take that. I'll read it.
Can we agree together as a church how we'll practice?
If it matches God's word, but yours doesn't. The Mennonites doesn't. If I test it and it matches the typical Mennonite doctrine, which I'm confident it will. Yeah, I'm confident it will. Many of the Mennonites, like I said, they don't focus on Christ crucified, the new birth, going into the world, preaching the gospel. Years ago, if you've never studied this, years ago, the Anabaptists, they were rabid to go and tell the truth and the gospel. They were going all over. They were hunted down and killed. You know what happened?
We'll take that message.
Okay.
We need that.
Okay.
To understand.
So you know what happened? The leaders of the Roman Catholics and the Evangelicals came to the leaders of the Mennonites. Decades, probably a couple centuries after Menno. And they said, look, we're tired of hunting you down and killing you. Here's the deal. You stop proselytizing the Catholics and the Evangelicals. Stop preaching. We'll leave you alone. You just go in your communities. That's what the Anabaptists chose. They zipped their lips because they didn't want persecution anymore. And to this day, the Mennonites, little cloistered groups, little businesses down in central Missouri where...
She wants to say something.
Well, the men reason. Oh, she wants to say something to you? Okay. The men reason in the Word of God, right?
What was that?
The men reason in the Word of God. Your women don't speak and teach
is
in church.
Is she okay to give a little testimony?
Does she speak and teach in church?
She doesn't teach.
Okay. All right.
But give testimony.
Right. I tell you what. If you and her want to call us sometime, and we could start gathering and speaking, and then if your wife wanted to share her testimony to us, then that would be good. But right now, I'd like to talk to you. The communities, but is that bad? Is that
really,
like?
I don't really understand.
You don't understand?
Like, why can't she?
Well, because I have you for a short time. You keep saying you got to go. I want to talk to the man. I don't want to talk to your wife. That's biblical and godly, sir.
Yeah, but she's not teaching.
The body says when the body gathers, the women should be talkative or silent.
Silent.
Thank you. Thank you.
Christ
said where two or more are gathered, if we're all claiming, is he not here? Is there how many bodies of Christ are there?
I'm sorry. We're gonna have to.
How many bodies of Christ are there?
I love you. Offering for you. And pray for us, please.
You don't love God unless you obey Him. I hope you repent. Check out those articles.